Right, good morning. So the theme of this morning is God's generous gift to us. And I've had some great gifts in the past, but I would like to share a testimony with you about the best and most generous gift that I was ever given. It's the gift that God gave both to me and to you. He gave us the gift of his son, Jesus Christ, which we celebrate at Christmas time. I was offered this gift at the age of 7 when my grandparents explained what Jesus had done for me, and I chose to accept Jesus into my life, and I have walked with Jesus every day ever since. Initially, at the age of 7, I understood that God sent his son, Jesus, to earth as a baby. As Jesus grew up, he was an example to us on how to live a life in relationship with God. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, which was the price that he paid for my sins that separated me from God, and that one day, when I died, I would have an everlasting life and a home in heaven. And as a child, that faith and hope was enough. As I got older, I began to understand, through believing in Jesus, I could have a personal relationship with God. God is my Heavenly Father, who loves me unconditionally, wholeheartedly, and continually, and wants the very best for me. If I ever get things wrong, he will forgive me, and we can move on together. We call it grace and mercy. Grace is getting what we don't deserve, and mercy is not getting what we do deserve. When I was about 14, I had to start thinking about jobs and careers, and I was encouraged by my parents to pray about it and ask God what would be best for me. I think this was a defining moment for me, because I chose to ask Jesus and for him to be Lord of my life. I was choosing to say I wanted to live my life for the Lord and how he intended that to be, and not go my own selfish way. I believe God had given me a caring and a compassionate heart, so in a step of faith, I chose to go into nursing. I have had no regrets about doing so, and I have enjoyed my nursing career and had many opportunities to demonstrate that care and compassion, both in work and outside of work. But you know, the gift of Jesus just keeps on giving. God gives the gift of Jesus to us all, and it's up to us whether we accept it or not. Jesus, in turn, gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit to help us live a good life here on earth. And Jesus did this when he died and went to heaven. And I now believe that I have the Holy Spirit living in me. The Holy Spirit has comforted me in times of grief and has given me an inner confidence to do the things that I may be reluctant to do. He has given me a love and a compassion for others, and I believe the Holy Spirit gives me words to say when I don't know what to say, and it's like my conscience that prompts me to be kind and gentle to others. The Holy Spirit counsels me when I don't know which way to turn, and he helps me to be self-controlled and patient. With the Holy Spirit living in me, I can have peace. He also gives me joy, courage, and strength, and encouragement to keep growing in my faith, even in the most difficult of seasons of life. My relationship with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit over the years has continued to deepen. And as with any meaningful relationship, you need to invest time and have good communication with each other. And for me, this means spending time talking to God through prayer each day and reading the Bible. I do talk to God about everything, and yes, it does include moans, but I also spend time thanking him, praising him, asking for help, and trying to listen to what he wants to say to me. And I believe Jesus intercedes for me when I don't know how or what to pray. He has answered many prayers, and there are still some answers I'm waiting for, but God has never let me down, and his timing is always perfect, even though I may be impatient. I know he will answer them at the right time and in the best way for me. During these times of prayer, I can feel really connected to God. I can find peace and joy, even in troubled times, and I can come away feeling refreshed, restored, re-energized, and it gives me hope for whatever lays ahead that day. Like many gifts, the gift of Jesus comes with a manual and a set of instructions. It's called the Bible. And we know it's always good to read instructions, isn't it? I love to read a bit of the Bible every day. It's an amazing book. As I read it, it helps me to get the best out of my relationship with Jesus and for living the best life God intended me to live. For me, it truly is a living word, by which I mean I can read the Bible and it encourages me and strengthens my faith, and it gives me direction and gives me hope and peace about any situation I may be facing at just the right time. When you become a Christian, we're not promised a problem-free life. Like many people, I've had my fair share of difficulties and challenges, some of my own making and some that just happen as part of life. But we are promised a God who walks through those dark times with us, and he calms our fears and anxieties and gives us an amazing peace. This peace was so very real for me when I had cancer 15 years ago. Over the course of 2 years, I had to go through quite a few different treatments, each with their own set of challenges and difficulties. But my testimony was that I felt like I was bobbing along in a protective bubble of God's love and peace. The Bible says you may not be able to understand or explain that peace to non-believers, but for me it was so very real. He gave me a wonderful inner peace, and I felt his presence with me, watching over me and protecting me every step of that difficult journey. I said earlier that when I was 7, accepting the gift of Jesus gave me an assurance that when I died, I would go to heaven and have eternal life. I don't want to sound too dramatic, but this assurance was tested during the start of that cancer journey, as I had to face the possibility of dying of cancer. I can honestly say I was not afraid of dying, as I was confident I would go to heaven. My biggest fears and sadness was leaving Pete and my 2 teenage girls without a wife and a mum. To be honest, my faith was shaken a bit, but I chose to trust God for whatever the outcome would be. I believe that God knew what would be best for me and my family, and he gave me a hope for the future. I have learned to trust God in whatever season of life I'm in, as I believe that God does know what I can cope with, and he won't put me through more than I can manage. I have been able to say that God is a good God, even when I've had periods of hardship and testing, such as when I've had ill health, or the time when both my parents were ill and needing a lot of support, and I felt completely stretched and worn out, almost at breaking point. I've also been so aware of God's protection over my life, such as when we had a traffic accident. I believe angels were protecting us and helped us to get safely off the road and for no other vehicles to be involved, and sent people to assist us and help us and even comfort us. God has also turned many disappointments around for good. On one occasion, I did not get a job I really wanted, but within a few days, I was offered an even better and much well-suited job. I'd just like to finish with another testimony about a promise that God gave Pete and myself, and I was reminded of it in our reading this morning when we read from Luke 1:45. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfil his promises to her. Back in our late 20s, God gave Pete and myself a promise from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25, which said, God would restore the years that the locusts have eaten. To explain, I need to take you back to when I was in my early 20s, when my life was full of promise. I was fit and healthy, enjoying my nursing career, and I was in love and newly married. However, 6 months after getting married, I became chronically ill with a disease that has no cure, called myelogenic encephalomyelitis, or ME. The symptoms are very similar to long COVID. Looking back at this time, I did feel robbed, or felt like the locusts had eaten many things. I felt robbed of my physical, mental, and emotional health. ME is a very debilitating disease. Physically, it saps all your energy and strength. It muddles your thinking. And emotionally, I did feel very isolated and depressed. I lost my self-confidence, and at times I felt very anxious. I felt robbed of time spent together as a newly married couple, getting to know each other and having time to experience lots of new things together, one of which was to have some foreign travel. I felt robbed of financial security. We had just bought our first house together with the mortgage based on two salaries, and interest rates were rising rapidly to around 15%. I was too unwell to work and I had to leave my job. For 5 years, we struggled on one salary, which was a challenging time, and as you can imagine, quite a pressure, especially on Pete. I felt robbed of not having children. A lot of my peers had got married too and were beginning to have their own children. And at my most desperate, I thought I would never ever be well enough to have children of my own. But in a wonderful way, we have seen how God has restored those years that the locusts have eaten. After a period of about 4 years, I do believe that God healed me. I can't say it was a miraculous healing in terms of 1 minute I was unwell and the next minute I was well. But it was more a gradual process. And as my physical health improved, so did my mental and emotional health. There is no cure for ME, so the proof of my healing is that I had children and I returned to part-time work without ever, ever having a relapse. I thank God I was able to have two lovely daughters, and I now also have a precious grandson. God has given back the 4 years we lost when we were first married. 25 years later, in 2018, we had the opportunity to both take early retirement, and that is a whole nother story. But just to say, we did retire, and we had time, 4 years in fact, before grandchildren have arrived, to have some precious times together. Financially too, we have been blessed, and we have had chance to have some wonderful holidays, both in the UK and abroad. And we really do thank God for this time and the finance he has given back to us. So God has wonderfully restored the years the locust has eaten, and his promise to us has been fulfilled. So I thank God for his generous gift of Jesus to me, and all that he has done.
Wow, how do I follow that relief? We would always rely on Helen for a beautiful testimony, so thank you, Helen. Receiving God's gift, Rich obviously asked me also to think about what I could share this morning. And 2 weeks ago, on the Sunday, James led us in worship. And we sang the song Amazing Grace. And so I'm calling my little slot Amazing Grace this morning because it got me thinking that morning about grace and two lines particularly. It's a song we've all sung so many times and I've sung it many times. But for the first time, these two lines, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear and grace my fears relieved, just really jumped out at me. And it just reminded me of the time when God first revealed himself to me and I accepted Jesus into my heart. You know, I was taken back to that time. And then also how he brought me through a time of fear very early on in my Christian walk and how that grace has been there with regards to that particular situation right the way through from that time all the way through my life till now. And so I guess I was just really drawn to start thinking about grace a little bit more, and I have been doing that over the last couple of weeks. And when Rich asked me to share something, I knew I wanted it to be about grace. And so my aim this morning really is just encourage you to think about God's grace, because God's grace is a beautiful gift to us. So how would you define it? What scriptures come to your mind? Well, in Ephesians 2, verse 8, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God." And Helen's talked about her salvation, and for all of us, you know, the fact that we have come to know Jesus, that we've received Jesus, that is through grace. It is from that beautiful gift from God. So yes, by grace we've received our salvation through our faith when we chose to accept Jesus into our hearts. And the study, my study Bible, when I looked into this particular verse, defines grace as God's kindness, unmerited favour, and forgiving love. Now, what I thought I'd like to do is just share a poem with you this morning. So, I think, you know, we've had two songs from the scriptures, and so I thought I would bring a poem this morning. And so I wanted to find a poem about grace, and I found a short poem, which is called "What is Grace?" And it was written by St. John of the Cross in the 16th century. And he was a Spanish Catholic priest, just to set the scene. It's a little short poem, don't panic. And then what I'd like to do is just share a couple of scriptures that I felt God directed me to as a result of looking at this poem. And it may stir very different thoughts in your hearts to those that it's stirred in mine. But again, it's just to encourage you to think about grace. So, what is grace? What is grace, I asked God. And he said, all that happens. Then he added, when I looked perplexed, could not lovers say that every moment in their beloved's arms was grace? Existence is my arms, though I well understand how one can turn away from me until the heart has wisdom. Now, you might think that's a little obscure. I don't know. It may stir some thoughts in your hearts and minds. I've had the benefit of just pondering that poem for a couple of weeks. And I just like that answer. All that happens. And I guess in a way it relates a little bit to what Helen shared. You know, she's talked to us about all that has happened through her life. But it led me to the scripture in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And that gift of grace is there for us, that unmerited favour, every day, in every area of our lives, in all that happens. You know, the days that are full of blessing, the days when we're struggling, the days that are full of joy, the days when we are going through a time of grief. You know, God's grace is available to us in all things. You know, when we're weak, when we're tired, lonely, his grace enables us to forgive. It is his grace that is helping us to become the person that he created us to be. He gives us grace to be able to extend grace to others. And he gives us that chance every day to begin again. Every hour to begin again. Every minute to begin again. You know, so that we can learn to display the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. And I read this somewhere when I was reading around the subject. God's grace reassures and reminds us to depend on him more in all that happens. And I loved the line in the poem where it said, existence is my arms. And for me, that was saying to me that God wants me to live my life in close communication with him, in close communion with him, to live the life that he's given me, but in his arms, close to him. And it's interesting, I kind of knew I needed to prepare this word, and I thought, I've got this last week to prepare this word. And then all sorts of things have happened. You know, I've had two call-outs. I was thinking about, you know, Helen saying about having family. You know, God has graced us with three beautiful children, and we still have four beautiful parents who are with us still. You know, but with family that is graced us, that gives so many different things to deal with. And you know, now it's we've got grandchildren, and family life is quite busy. And this week I've had two call outs in the night, one for a parent, one for a child to come and help. And and a trip to A&E with my mum, and all sorts of things have crowded in, and I'm thinking, and I've got this to prepare. But God's grace has been sufficient for me, you know, because I've got there. And I just thank God, you know, that he's there, and if I walk closely, he will give me that grace. So there's just a little testimony to throw in there, really. But in that poem, the line said, though I well understand how one can turn away from me. And that made me think of James 4, verse 6. But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble, which is referring back to Proverbs 3, verse 34. Because when we drift away from God, when we try to do things in our own strength, when we just move away from God, actually it's his grace that invites us back to draw closer to him. And I think the beautiful thing about grace is that it is a gift that is always available to us. It's not, and I say, just about salvation. You know, it is through that grace that we have been saved, and that is an amazing gift. But it's not just about that. Dare I say, it's not just about Christmas. It is for all that happens. So I will just read that poem again. What is grace? I asked God. And he said, all that happens. And then he added, when I looked perplexed, could not lovers say that every moment in their beloved's arms was grace? Existence is my arms, though I well understand how one can turn away from me until the heart has wisdom. So I'd just like to pray, really. Thank you, God, for your gift of grace, your kindness, unmerited favour and forgiving love. Help us to receive and open this beautiful gift every day in all that happens. Amen.